Cari fratelli e sorelle, la parola di Dio di questa domenica.
During his weekly Angelus from the papal apartments overlooking St. Peter's Square, Pope Benedict reflected on this Sunday's Gospel, which recounts the famous parable of the talents. This piece of scripture tells the story of a master who gives his three servants different amounts of money before going on a journey. On his return, he commends the one who has made the best use of his money or talent and berates the others who fail to let their talents bear fruit. Pope Benedict explained that this parable has become popular because it shows how we are called to nurture the gifts we are given. The Holy Father went on to say that Jesus represents the master and the servants his disciples, and the talents are the riches that Christ left us as his inheritance.
Perciò tali doni, oltre alle qualità naturali, rappresentano le ricchezze che il Signore Gesù ci ha lasciato in eredità.
The parable, said the Pope, demonstrates that we should be happy with the gifts we have received, and they should not be hidden away with fear, but utilized so that they in time bear fruit. Continuing his reflections on this parable, Pope Benedict said that its message above all is that Christians should welcome the kingdom of God as a gift and not fear it like the servant who is afraid of his master's return.
Angelus Domini nunciavit Mariae.
Et concepit Spiritus Sanctus.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum.
After the Angelus prayer, the Holy Father issued an appeal for road users around the world, urging them to take extra care.
On the third Sunday of November, we remember in a special way all those who have died as a result of traffic accidents. We pray for their eternal rest and for the consolation of their families who grieve their loss. Dear brothers and sisters, I implore everyone, drivers, passengers, and pedestrians, to heed carefully the words of St. Paul in the liturgy of the word today. Stay sober and alert. Our behavior on the roads should be characterized by responsibility, consideration, and respect for others. May the Virgin Mary lead us safely along streets and highways throughout the world.
The Pope also reminded those gathered that next Friday, the 21st of November, was the feast of the Presentation of Mary in the Temple, and also a day of prayer for the communities of cloistered religious who Pope Benedict described as indispensable to the Church and to the world.